That's how pretty much everybody rolls. It's 1 minute past 11 o'clock. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today we're going to be playing a bunch of artists, and I'm going to play two songs by each artist. And I'm going to start off with something from Rod Stewart here. Cut him off right there because we were gonna snap for time. That, of course, is a great Rod Stewart from his relatively early release, Gasoline Alley. I always remember when I got that record on vinyl, and I just wore it out because it was a great record. And of course, there are those who have issues with the later Rod Stewart, you know, the hair band Rod Stewart, the tight pants, leather pants Rod Stewart, but the guy could write a mean song, and that was one of them, and this is another one.
the darkest nights I've ever known. If the mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, then I know I love you. The snow fell without a break. Buffalo died in the frozen field, you know. Through the coldest winter in almost 14 years, I couldn't believe you kept a smile. Now I can rest assured, knowing that we've seen the worst, and I know I love ya. Oh, I never was good with romantic words, so the next few lines come really hard. Don't have much, but what I've got is yours. Except, of course, my steel guitar. 'Cause I know you don't play, but I'll teach you one day, because I love you.
You know, the mark of a real professional singer is being able to sing lyrics like that without getting all choked up. That's one of the love songs that I rank right at the top. Rod Stewart off the the early release, Gasoline Alley. Yeah, that song, of course, Mandolin Wind. You're listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Zeke Duckworthy. I'm playing pairs of songs today. And that's a new method for me to point out that sometimes you want to listen to two songs by an artist and compare them. And so now let's spin up something by another great artist. This is also from a record that kind of defined a whole genre. A lot of people think that this record was the Sgt. Pepper's of the alt-country world, Willie Nelson, Redheaded Stranger. And I'm going to play this off some vinyl here, and hopefully it's not too crackly. I dug this out of the vinyl library. The cover is all mugged up on this record. It's the original release, so let's see how it sounds.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Sad and tight, his little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. Yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window and watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion that cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life. For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money, he just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled his stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bait. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her, she never heard anyone say. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset. The stranger went free, of course, for you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. Well, this is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion and don't lay a hand on the bay. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
Yeah, just keep that in mind, because you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. Willie Nelson, two tracks off the classic Red-Headed Stranger vinyl. We're playing two songs by various artists today, twinning them up, if you were. It's 19 minutes past 11 o'clock. You're listening to Zeke Duckworthy. That's me. Radio Zeke, that is the show. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That is the radio station. All right, so far we've played Little Rod Stewart and Little Willie Nelson, and I don't know, something about the band is attracting me today, like this song right here.
Corn in the fields, listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. Harvest can surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me, and I'm bound to come out on top. That's where she said I should be. I will hear every word the boss may say, for he's the one who hands me down that pay. Looks like this time I'm gonna get to stay. I'm a union man
carnival on the edge of town. King Harvest has surely come. Last year this time was no joke. My whole barn went up in smoke. Our horse Jethro, well, he went mad. I can't ever remember things. When the wind blows across the water, King Harvest is surely come.
The band from the album titled The Band. That would have come out, I'm guessing, 1969. I seem to remember that coming out. The one with the brown cover had Up on Cripple Creek, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. That song, which is called King Harvest Has Surely Come. It's got that one line in it. My horse Jethro, well, he went mad. Again, I'm sitting here as a songwriter and occasional performer thinking, you know, even when you're in the studio and you're singing that line, you gotta take a deep breath so you don't choke up when you play that. That's a great line right there. It's got a whole world in it. You know, the story about Hemingway, somebody challenged him to write a short story in 6 words, and immediately he said, and apparently the story is true, although there's some question about it, sat down and wrote For Sale, Baby Shoes, Never Worn. So I guess he won that beer. We got another one here by the band, off the same album, as a matter of fact. Another song with real good lyrics.
What do you think you said to me when you
Yeah, it's another great song. I'm playing two by various artists. That, of course, is The Band off the vinyl LP called The Band, 1969. That one's When You Awake, showing, you know, these guys at the peak of their playing and songwriting prowess. Real solid there. As a musician, you've just got to tip your hat and sit back and listen, because there's a lot of songs out there that you might say, man, I wish I wrote that one. And that's on that list. You are listening to Radio Zeke. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. It's 11:29. We're coming up on noon. We are playing two songs by various artists back to back, so you can sort of wallow in their musical oeuvre, if you don't mind my lapsing into a little French there. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Greetings to all of you Radio Zeke listeners, wherever you may be, driving around in the Cambridge, Somerville, Watertown, Medford area near the Tufts University campus. Beautiful campus. Nobody's on it right now because it's intercession. Summer's begun. If you're listening on the internet, you might well be in California or Texas or Oklahoma. I'm pretty sure that if you are John Calvin Abney, who I emailed yesterday, you're not listening, because even though sometimes you might be, right now you're on tour with John Moreland. And if you happen to be in this area and you haven't got anything to do tomorrow night, Thursday, you could pop on over and see Mr. Moreland, unfortunately without John Calvin Abney, because he's got to fly back and be at his brother's wedding. So he's only missing this one date tomorrow, much to my unhappiness. But Moreland, who I've seen a bunch of times, is one of the crowning jewels of current songwriting. We'll get to some of his stuff sort of at the end of the show. You could pop over to the Sinclair tomorrow night and see him. The Sinclair being in Harvard Square, if you are not from this area. Other people who might be listening, you might be down in Cape Town, you might be in Kiel, Germany, you might be in Rhode Island, you might be, I'm just kind of, you know, shouting out to various people, Westchester County, New York. I'm hoping that you are enjoying what I'm playing. I think I will spin something here by another fixture of the kind of Summer of Love, or immediately post-Summer of Love generation. Jesse Colin Young playing here with the Young Bloods. This was a very big hit. It gets occasionally revived. This one's called Get Together.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get.
Youngbloods from, I'm guessing, 1967, I guess. Their song, Get Together. But it's not their song. It was actually written by a guy named Chet Powers. It was released by the Kingston Trio, a bunch of other people. In fact, I'm real tempted, but I won't, to play the version put out by the obscure band H.P. Lovecraft. They covered that song, too. The notable thing about the Youngblood's version, of course, aside from Jesse Colin Young, who's still active, and his fabulous voice, is the production. And that song was, as cut right there, was produced by Felix Popolardi, who you might also recognize was the producer of Cream. And he's got that real sumptuous, it's not a wall of sound, but you just sink back into it. Now, we're playing two songs by artists today, and the other one that I'm going to play by the Youngbloods is another one of their pretty big hits. Doesn't get played a lot these days. It's an excellent song. It's called Darkness, Darkness.
Turning toward the things
Youngbloods there doing Jesse Colin Young's composition, Darkness, Darkness. That song's been covered by a whole bunch of people. Great song. Now, unlike his previous song that I just played, Get Together, which was produced by Felix Pappalardi, it might surprise you to know that he also worked with a gentleman named Charlie Daniels. Yes, the man who looks just kind of like the Old Testament version of God, in my opinion. A lot of people share that opinion, who produced that version for the Youngbloods. Yeah, that's a great song, too. I'm playing two songs by various artists. You're listening to Radio Zeek. It's 19 minutes before noon here in the Boston area on the 7th of June, 2017. I am Zeek Duckworthy. I'm just going to jump right into this next one here, which is a slight variation to the theme. Because I'm playing artists, but in this case the artist is just a featured guitar player on another artist's band. The record is called The Hard Road. The band was John Mayall featuring lead guitar Peter Green doing The Supernatural. Peter Green right there with John Mayall's Blues Breakers on the record, A Hard Road. He's playing his 59 Les Paul. Talk about making a guitar weep. Peter Green's right there. Tragic stories involve him, but he's still with us. I had the good fortune back in the olden days to see him play live at the East Town in Detroit in the fall of 1970 with the full band. And actually, that was the night that he left the group. He played, it was incandescent. The place was packed. It was lit. It was full of intoxicated 70s people. It was, I believe, right after Jimi Hendrix died. The band took the stage at the East Town, long gone, and it was the successor to the Grandy Ballroom in Detroit, which had already passed its prime by then and might even have been off the air altogether. And Peter Green got up with Danny Kirwan. They were both playing, and they did this unbelievable set, and he closed with the Green Monolishi and put his guitar down and never went back on stage. So I saw him the night he left the group, and the apocryphal story turns out to be true. He did, in fact, quit being a rock star and go back to being a grave digger. So top that. Here's another one by Peter Green, this time not with John Mayall, this time with Fleetwood Mac.
Right now, Boston Tea Party is proud to present to you the one and only incredible Fleetwood Mac. I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Live in Boston, this very city, at the fabulous, legendary, long-gone Boston Tea Party, Fleetwood Mac. Peter Green doing Oh Well. I'm just going to keep doing twins of songs here. The next one I've got here is... little gem here called Loretta by Townes Van Zandt, keeping with the theme now of two songs by one artist, and in this case, another live version. This is Loretta.
Well, Loretta, she's a barroom girl. Wears them sevens on her sleeve. Dances like a diamond shines. Tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22. Her laughing eyes a hazel hue. Spends my money like waterfalls. Loves me like I want her to. Oh, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and waving song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings Loretta's fine, long and lazy, blonde and free. I can't have her any time. Sweetest at the break of day, prettiest in the setting sun. She don't cry when I can't stay, at least not till she's all alone. Loretta, I won't be gone long. Keep your dancing slippers on. Keep me on your mind a while. I'll be back, babe, to make you smile. Loretta, she's a barroom girl. Wears them sevens on her sleeve. Dances like a diamond shines. Tells me lies I love to believe.
There's Townes Van Zandt doing Loretta live at the Old Quarter in Houston. I'm playing two songs by various artists. I got another one here off that same Live at the Old Quarter double CD. A lot of people, myself included, would say that's maybe the best live album that ever was released. Here's Townes doing Lungs.
Well, won't you lend your lungs to me? Mine are collapsing. Plant my feet and bitterly breathe up the time that's passing. Breath I'll take and breath I'll give and pray the day's not poison. Stand among the ones that live in lonely indecision. Where fingers walk the darkness down, mind is on the midnight. Gather up the gold you found, you fool, it's only moonlight. If you try to take it home, your hands will turn to butter. You better leave this dream alone. Try to find another. Salvation sat and crossed herself, called the devil partner. Wisdom burned upon a shelf. Who'll kill the raging cancer? Seal the river at its mouth. Take the water prisoner. Fill the sky with screams and cries, bathing fiery answers. Well, Jesus was an only son. Love is only concept. strangers crying foreign tongues and dirty up the doorstep. And I for one and you for two ain't got the time for outside. Keep your injured looks to you and we'll tell the world that we try.
Towns Van Zandt live at the Old Quarter, packing more into 2.5 minutes than a lot of people can put into a whole novel. This is Zeke Duckworthy. You've been listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been playing two songs by artists, twinning them up, if you will. And I'm going to close out with two by John Moreland, who's going to be gracing our fair city tomorrow as part of his Big Bad Love tour. If you're around here, you might want to check him out. He's at the Sinclair tomorrow night. That is a must-see show, in my humble opinion. But again, that's just my humble opinion. Here's one song off that record. It's called Salisaw Blue.
One, two. Salisaw blue. This town never seen nothing like you. They got silver spoons for American gods. I wanna be stone thrown American rods. Well, I don't own anything. You don't know shit. Shy eyes giving my black heart fits. There's a neon sign that says Big Bad Love and the news hanging down from the heavens above. It's no use. God bless these blues. Let's get wrecked and
That's the last one right there. Yeah, okay, that's John Moreland. It's just gone noon here. My archive is going to be cut off, but if you're listening, keep listening, because I'm going to play one more song. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio Zeke. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. I've been playing twin songs by a bunch of